And we are live. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أما بعد. We praise Allah عز وجل abundantly. We ask Allah to exalt and mention and send his peace and salutations and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in faith, welcome to another Meccan surah. Surah al-Anbiya, the surah of the prophets عليهم السلام. I'm not going to give you a long introduction because I'm very excited to begin the discussion. We will hand over the microphone to Mus'ab to begin the recitation. Barakallah fih.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم.
بارك الله فيك. The time of their account has approached for the people while they are in heedlessness turning away. No mention comes to them anew from their Lord except that they listen to it while they are at play with their hearts distracted. And those who do wrong conceal their private conversation, saying, is this prophet except a human being like you? So would you approach magic while you are aware of it? The prophet said, my Lord knows whatever is said throughout the heaven and earth, and he is the hearing, the knowing. The Sheikh says, rahimahullah, هَذَا تَعَجُّبٌ مِنْ حَالَةِ النَّاسِ. This is a form of amazement from the condition of the people. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَنْجَعُ فِيهِمْ تَذْكِيرٌ. And the fact that no type of reminder is effective with them. وَلَا يَرْعَوْنَ إِلَى نَذِيرٌ. Nor do they take heed from any warning. وَأَنَّهُمْ قَدْ قَرُبَ حِسَابُهُمْ وَمُجَازَاتُهُمْ عَلَى أَعْمَالِهِمُ الصَّالِحَةِ وَالطَّالِحَةِ. And the fact that their accountability and their recompense has approached in regards to their good deeds and bad deeds. And so one of the words you could learn or add to your vocabulary is that the opposite of salih is talih. So salih is righteous and talih is corrupt. A'malun saliha, good deeds. A'malun taliha, bad deeds or evil deeds. وَالْحَالُ أَنَّهُمْ. And the condition is فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ أي غَفْلَةٍ عَمَّا خُلِقُوا لَهُ. They are heedless regarding that which they were created for. وَإِعْرَاضٌ عَمَّا زُجِرُوا بِهِ. And they're in a state of turning away from that which they were warned against. كَأَنَّهُمْ لِلدُّنْيَا خُلِقُوا. As though they were created for the worldly life. وَلِلْتَمَتُّعْ بِهَا وَالْدُوَى. And so that they may, وَلِلْتَمَتُّعْ بِهَا وُلِدُوا. And for them to get entertained in this world, they were born. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَزَالُ يُجَدِّدْ لَهُمُ التَّذْكِيرُ وَالْوَعَظُ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ فِي غَفْلَتِهِمْ وَإِعْرَاضِهِمْ. And Allah Azza wa Jal continuously renews the reminder and the admonishment, and they continue to be in the state of heedlessness and turning away. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. That's what Allah says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ يُذَكِّرُهُمْ مَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَحُثُّهُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَيُرْهِبُهُمْ مِنْهُ. That any type of reminder which benefits them and encourages them to benefit, or that which warns them about the harm and scares them away from it. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ. Except that they listen to it. سَمَاعًا تَقُومُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ الْحُجَّةِ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. They hear it, the type of hearing which only is meant to establish the proof against them. When you hear, but you don't listen. When you hear, but you don't listen. So basically it's that kind of passive type of hearing, just like when you go to a restaurant and there's music playing in the background and you don't like the fact that there's music playing in the background. Nevertheless, you can hear the music, but you're not listening attentively and actively to the music. And there's a distinction between the two. Hey, لاهية قلوبهم، أي قلوبهم غافلة معرضة لاهية بمطالبها الدنيوية. Their hearts are heedless, turning away, distracted with its worldly requests and worldly desires. وأبدانهم لعبة, and their physical bodies are in a state of play. قد اشتغلوا بتناول الشهوات والعمل بالباطل والأقوال الرديئة. They're busy in consuming desires, the desirable things, and doing falsehood and saying you know words and sentences and statements of destruction. مع أن الذي ينبغي لهم أن يكونوا بغير هذه الصفة, even though they're supposed to be in a condition other than that condition, they should be in a better situation. تقبل قلوبهم على أمر الله ونهيه. Their heart should be inclined towards the command of Allah and its prohibition. وتستمعوا استماعا تفقه المراد من, and it listens to the speech of Allah, a type of listening wherein you understand the intent behind that speech. وتسعى جوارحهم في عبادة ربهم التي خلقوا لأجلها, and their limbs will strive to worship its Lord, to worship the Lord for which they were created. ويجعلون القيامة والحساب والجزاء منهم على بال, and those people should always have the resurrection and the recompense and the accountability on their mind. It's always on your mind. You never forget that. فبذلك يتم لهم أمرهم وتستقيم أحوالهم وتزكو أعمالهم. In this condition, their affair will be upright. In this way, they will be their matter will be fulfilled. Their affairs will be upright and their deeds will be purified and increased. وفي معنى قولي اقترب للناس حسابهم قولا. What is intended by the statement, regarding the statement, their account of the people has approached? أحدهما, one of the interpretations, أن هذه الأمة هي آخر الأمم. One of them is that this nation of ours is the last of nations. ورسولها آخر الرسل, and its messenger is the last of messengers. وعلى أمته تقوم الساعة, upon the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the hour will be established, because obviously the people of Moses and the people of Jesus and the people of Abraham, all of these are gone. قد قرب الحساب منها بالنسبة لما قبلها من الأمم, meaning the accountability has come near to this nation in comparison to the nations that preceded it. Okay. لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت أنا والساعة كهاتين, وقرن بين أصبعيه السبابة والتي تليها. This is similar to the same of Prophet ﷺ. I was sent forth, I and the hour like this. And he brought his index finger and his middle finger, the one next to it, together. This is showing you how close and near the advent of the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام and the hour. والقول الثاني أن المراد بقرب الحساب الموت. The other interpretation is what is intended by the accountability that has approached people is their own death. وأن من مات قامت قيامته, whoever dies, his resurrection has basically been brought about. ودخل في دار الجزاء للعمل, he's automatically shifted into the abode of accountability for the deeds. وأن هذا تعجب من كل غافل معرض لا يدري متى يفجأه الموت صباحا أو مساء. And this is a state of amazement about the heedless person who does not know when will death fall upon him or come upon him, either in the morning or the evening. فهذه حالة الناس, هذه حالة الناس كلهم. This is the affair of all of people. إلا من أدركته العناية الربانية فاستعد للموت وما بعد. Except one who's been touched by the divine assistance, so he prepares for the death and what comes after it. ثم ذكر ما يتناجى به الكافرون الظالمون على وجه العناد ومقابلة الحق بالباطل. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the type of private conversations that the disbelievers and the oppressors have with each other in the state of stubbornness and for them to refute the truth with falsehood. وأنهم تناجوا وتواطؤوا فيما بينهم أن يقولوا في الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The fact that they had a private conversation and they agreed, they basically conspired with each other to say in regards to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إنه بشر مثلكم, he's only a human like you. فما الذي فضله عليكم وخصه من بينكم, what makes him virtuous over you or special among you. فلو ادعى أحد منكم مثل دعوة لكان قوله من جنس قوله. If any one of you were to claim also to be a prophet, then his statement will be similar to that of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولكنه يريد أن يتفضل عليكم ويرأس فيكم. However, he's trying to pretend to be better than you and to be a leader among you. فلا تطيعوه ولا تصدقوه. So do not obey him and do not believe him. وإنه ساحر. Furthermore, he's a magician. وما جاء به من القرآن سحر. And they claim that whatever he brought of the Quran is magic. فانفروا عنه ونفروا الناس. So you stay away from him and keep the people away from him. وقولوا أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون هذا وهم يعلمون أنه رسول الله حقا بما يشاهدون من الآيات الباهرة ما لم يشاهد غيرهم. And they're saying this all while they know that he is the messenger of Allah in truth, based on what they see of the amazing signs that others didn't even get the chance to see. ولكن حملهم على ذلك الشقاء والظلم والعناد. What made them and forced them to do this is the wretchedness and the oppression and the stubbornness that they were in. والله تعالى قد أحاط علما بما تناجوا به وسيجازيهم عليه. Allah عز وجل has encompassed what they have said in secret among them, and he will hold them accountable for it. He will recompense them for it. ولهذا قال ربي يعلم القول الخفي والجلي. Allah knows the statement, the hidden and the apparent. في السماء والأرض أي في جميع ما احتوت عليه أقطارهما. In all of the spheres of the heavens and the earth and what they encompass, Allah knows about that. وهو السميع لسائر الأصوات باختلاف اللغات على تفنن الحاجات. He is the one who's able to hear all types of sounds with the variation of the languages and with the variation and the diversity of the needs. So no matter what need from an animal, from an insect, from a human, people of different languages, different sounds, different voices, different everything, it doesn't matter. Allah Azza wa Jal hears it all. العليم, the all-knowing, بما في الضمائر, and regarding that which is concealed. وأكنته السرائر, and that which you hide with the secrecy. Hey, go ahead, يا مصعب.
بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون.
But they say the revelation is but a mixture of false dreams. Rather, he has invented it. Rather, he is a poet. So let him bring us a sign just as the previous messengers were sent with miracles. Not a single city which we destroyed believed before them. So will they believe? يذكر تعالى ائتفاك المكذبين بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبما جاء به من القرآن العظيم. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the plotting and the inventions of the beliers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who belie him and belie what he has brought of the glorious Quran. وأنهم تقولوا فيه, and they had different statements regarding him. وقالوا فيه الأقاويل الباطلة المختلفة, and they said regarding him all types of statements that are false and variant. فتارة قالوا, at times they said, أضغاث أحلام بمنزلة كلام النائم الهادي الذي لا يحس بما يقول. These are nothing but mixtures of false dreams, just like the person who's basically speaking while sleepwalking. The person who's sleepwalking and just speaking without knowing what they're saying. وَتَارَةً يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ وَاخْتَلَقَهُ وَتَقَوَّلُهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ نَفْسِهِ. At times they say, no, he invented it. And he came up with it. And he said it from his own, on his own. وَتَارَةً يَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ شَاعِرُ وَمَا جَاءَ بِهِ شَعْرُ. At times they say, he's a poet. And he's brought about poetry. وكل من له أدنى معرفة بالواقع من حالة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, and anyone who has the least knowledge regarding the reality of the affair of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونظر في هذا الذي جاء به, and then he looked at that which he brought, جزم جزما لا يقبل الشك أنه أجل الكلام على, he will have absolutely no doubt that it is the most noble of speech and the loftiest. وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and that speech is from Allah. وَأَنَّ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْبَشَرِ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْإِتْيَانِ بِمِثْلِ بَعْضِ, and that no human being is able to bring not even some, not even a little bit of this Quran. As Allah says in another ayat, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ, then produce a chapter the like thereof. And the smallest chapter in the Quran is Surah Al-Kawthar, 10 words. إِنَّ أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ, 10 words, a line and a half. Allah challenged all of mankind to bring all the ins and the jinn and all conspire and work together in a group to produce a surah like the Quran. And it never happened and it will never happen. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا. Allah says, if you're unable to do it, and you will never be able to do it. You will never be able to do it. And those of you who don't know Arabic have missed out on the funniest event of the century, which is an event that took place when some Cristiano, not Cristiano Ronaldo, no, some Christians, they made a Quran that they called Al-Furqan. They called it Al-Furqan. And it was their attempt to meet the challenge that Allah Azza wa Jal made. Now, how bad did they fail? They failed so badly that you probably haven't heard of it ever. If I didn't mention it to you, you would not even know that this effort was even made. They actually made a book, and I've read parts of it, and I've heard some brother make some criticism of him in Egypt. He's an Egyptian brother. Wallahi, you almost cry in tears. You almost cry with tears from laughter at the ludicrousness and the ridiculousness of this so-called Quran that they came up with, where they will basically get exactly the same ayah that Allah Azza wa Jal has in the Quran, and then they will add the name Yasu', like Jesus, somewhere to replace it. Or they modify some words to make it, like what the... Either that, or they will say something so rakik, so weak in the structure, in the vocabulary, in every aspect, that you say, how could this even be compared to the Quran? And this was a long journey. This was a long mission. What was the term I'm looking for? Project. It was a long project they worked on for years, and they produced it. And I remember Anish Shirosh was among the clowns that, you know, tried to recite some of it in this event or this debate with Ahmed Didat, and the people were just laughing. It was the funniest thing in the world. So y'all just playing games, man. I say to all the non-Muslims, come on, man. Allah challenged all of you from the time of the Prophet ﷺ until the end of time. Produce a chapter the like of the Quran. You will never be able to do it. And it's amazing that they've never been able to do it. And it's amazing, but it's a given. Because Allah says, وَلَن تَفَعْلُوا, you will never be able to do it. That is a pretty strong challenge that has not been met, and it will never be met. Hey, so y'all better learn. So the people back then knew what's up, man. They knew that this is from Allah. And no human being can ever bring a speech like this. كَمَا تَحَدَّ اللَّهُ أَعْدَاءَهُ بِذَلِكَ لِيُعَارِضُوهُ مَعَ تَوَفُّرِ دَوَاعِهِمْ لِمُعَارَضَتِهِ وَعَدَوَتِهِ. Just like Allah challenges enemies to oppose him, even though they had every reason to go against him and oppose him. فَلَمْ يَخْدِرُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّن مُعَارَضَتِهِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ ذَلِكَ. They were not able to oppose him with anything, with any equivalent to the Quran, even though they knew that. وَإِلَّا فَمَا الَّذِي أَقَامَهُمْ وَأَقْعَدَهُمْ وَأَقَضَّ مَضَاجِعَهُمْ وَبَلْبَلَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ الَّذِي لَا يَكُمُ وَلَا شَيْءٍ. Otherwise, what is it that made him stand up and sit down, and they couldn't sleep at night, and he made them run their mouths except that truth that they can't meet, they cannot resist it with anything. وَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُونَ هَذِهِ الْأَقْوَالُ فِيهِ حَيْثُ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ. They say all this about Prophet ﷺ because they didn't believe in him. تَنْفِيرًا عَنْهُ لِمَنْ يَعْرِفُهُ, so they could scare the people away from him, those who know him. وَهُوَ أَكْبَرُ الْآيَاتُ الْمُسْتَمِرَّةُ الدَّالَّةُ عَلَى صِحَّةِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَصِدْقِهِ. And this Quran is among the greatest perpetual, continuous signs that indicate the truthfulness of what the Prophet ﷺ brought and his truthfulness, his authenticity. وَهُوَ كَافٍ شَافٍ, it is sufficient and enough. فَمَنْ طَلَبَ دَلِيلًا غَيْرَهُ أَوْ اقْتَرَحَ آيَةً مِنَ الْآيَاتِ سِوَى. So whoever seeks an evidence other than the Quran or suggests another miracle other than that miracle, فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ ظَالِمٌ مُشَبِّهٌ لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُعَانِدِينَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا. So he's an ignorant, oppressive person who's actually resembling those stubborn people that denied the Prophet ﷺ. If anyone says, yeah, but the Quran is not enough, I need something else, I need philosophy to make up for some of the things that are not there, some of the things that are absent, he's basically resembling the kuffar by saying, yeah, the Quran is not enough, give me something else, give me something else. وطلبوا من الآيات الاقتراحية ما هو أضر شيء عليهم. And they asked all types of suggested signs, which was the most harmful thing to them. وليس لهم فيها مصلحة. And they had no benefit in that whatsoever. لأنهم إذا كان إن كان قصدهم معرفة الحق إذا تبين دليله. If their true intent was to know the truth once the evidence becomes clear, فقد تبين دليله بدونها. The evidence of the Quran has become clear without those other suggested signs that they wanted to see. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَصْدُهُمْ التَّعْجِيزِ If their intention is to give him a difficult task, an impossible task, وَإِقَامَةِ الْعُذْرِ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ بِمَا طَلَبُوا So they could say, oh, you didn't do what we asked for, so now we're excused. Huh? If their intention is to give him something that is impossible, to make it that seems difficult, basically, because they're being very particular about their suggested ayat, not that Allah is unable to do that, but Allah has his own standards as to what signs he will show them. So they ask him for things outside of what Allah Azza wa Jal made sufficient for them. And because they want to afterwards say, see, you didn't bring the sign that we asked for. فَإِنَّهُمْ بِهَذِي الْحَالَةِ عَلَى فَرْضِ إِتْيَانِ مَا طَلَبُوا مِنَ الْآيَاتِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ قَطْعًا So in this condition, even if we were to give them the signs that they're asking for, they will surely not believe. فَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ As Allah says in another ayah, even if every ayah was brought to them, they will not believe until they see the severe punishment. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ أَيْ كَنَاقَةِ صَالِحٍ وَعَصَى مُوسَى وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ So they were asking, we want a sign like the she-camel of Salih, or like the staff of Musa and so on and so forth. They wanted something of that nature. قال الله ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أي بهذه الآيات المقترحة We gave those suggested signs to the previous nations. Right? Did they believe? وإنما سنته تقتضي أن من طلبها ثم حصلت له فلم يؤمن أن يعاجله بالعقوبة Allah's way with this creation is such that if he gives them, if they request, and then they get what they ask for, and then they don't believe, Allah will hasten their punishment. فَالْأَوَّلُونَ مَا آمَنُوا بِهَا The previous nations did not believe in it. أَفَيُؤْمِنُوا هَؤُلَاءِ بِهَا Will these people then believe in it? مَا الَّذِي فَضَّلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ What makes those better than the previous ones? وَمَا الْخَيْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِمْ يَقْتَدِ الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ وُجُودِ And what goodness resists with, exists within them or resides within them that will make them believe when these signs are there? وهذا الاستفهام بمعنى النفي. This is an interrogative question intended to negate. أي لا يكون ذلك منهم أبدا. This will never be the case. So just like the previous nations, they saw the she camel of Saleh, they saw the staff of Musa, and what was the end result? Fir'aun, he still disbelieved. Similarly, if those people get what they request, they will still disbelieve. So Allah Azza wa Jal does not work according to his, according to the creation. The creation has to adjust according to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Go ahead, Ya Musab.
وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام وما كانوا خالدين ثم صدقناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين
نعم And we sent not before you, O Muhammad, except men to whom we revealed the message. So ask the people of the message if you do not know. And we did not make the prophets forms, not eating food, nor were they immortal. Then we fulfilled for them the promise and we saved them and whom we willed and destroyed the transgressors. Excuse me. هذا جواب لشبه المكذبين للرسول القائلين. This is an answer, a reply to the doubts of the beliers of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم who said, هل كان ملكا لا يحتاج إلى طعام وشراب وتصرف في الأسواق Why can't he be an angel who does not need food, does not need drink, and does not need to go to the marketplace? وهل كان خالدا Why is he not eternal? فإذا لم يكن كذلك دل على أنه ليس برسول. Listen to this logic of theirs. If he's not that, meaning he's neither an angel nor is he eternal, that suggests that he's not a prophet. He's not a messenger. وهذه الشبه ما زالت في قلوب المكذبين للرسل. Such type of doubts have always resided within the hearts of the beliers of the messengers. تشابهوا في الكفر. They were equal and similar in their disbelief. فتشابهت أقوالهم. So their statements were similar as well. فأجاب تعالى عن هذه الشبه. Allah answered those doubts. لهؤلاء المكذبين للرسول. To those who belied the messenger. المقرين بإثبات الرسل قبله. Specifically those who acknowledged the messengers before him. ولو لم يكن إلا إبراهيم عليه السلام. Even if the only one that they acknowledged was Ibrahim. الذي قد أقر بنبوته جميع الطوائف. All of the people and denominations have approved and admitted to the prophethood of Ibrahim. والمشركون يزعمون أنهم على دينه وملته. Not only that, even the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they claim that they are upon the religion and the way of Ibrahim. Of course, so do the Jews and the Christians. بأن الرسل قبل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم من البشر الذين يأكلون الطعام ويمشون في الأسواق. The truth of the matter is all of the prophets before the prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, they were humans who used to eat food and go in the market. They would walk in the marketplace. وتطرأ عليهم العوارض البشرية من الموت وغيره. And matters of death and other things that afflict human beings will happen to them as well. وأن الله أرسلهم إلى قومهم وأممهم. That Allah sent them to their nations and to their people. فصدقهم من صدقهم. So whoever believed them, believed them. وكذبهم من كذبهم. Whoever disbelieved in them, disbelieved in them. وأن الله صدقهم ما وعدهم به من النجاة والسعادة لهم ولأتباعهم. And that Allah fulfilled His promise in regards to saving them and happiness for them and their followers. وأهلك المشرفين المكذبين لهم. And Allah destroyed the extravagant or the transgressors who denied them. فما بال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تقام الشبه الباطلة على إنكار رسالته. So what is the matter that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they're having those doubts, those false doubts being established to deny his messengership. وهي موجودة في إخوان المرسلين. All while the same criteria was prevalent and available with his brother messengers. الذين يقر بهم المكذبون لمحمد. The ones that even those who deny Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام approve and believe in those previous messengers. فهذا إلزام لهم في غاية الوضوح. So Allah عز وجل basically forced them to submit to the truth in the more clearest way. وأنهم إن أقروا برسول من البشر. The fact that at some point they acknowledged a human messenger ولن يقروا برسول من غير البشر, and they've never acknowledged a messenger who was not human, أن شبههم باطلة, that their doubts are nothing but falsehood. قد أبطلوا هم بإقرارهم بفسادها وتناقضهم بها. They themselves have established its falsehood because of the contradiction therein. Meaning, if in case this is not clear to you, the kuffar of Quraysh and the Jews and the Christians, all of them are saying, all of them believed in Ibrahim. And all of them claim to be related and following the way of Ibrahim. Type, did you acknowledge that Ibrahim was a human being who used to eat, drink, and go to the market? Yes. Was he an angel or was he eternal? No. So why is it now that you, when the situation is regarding the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, you're requesting that for the only way you would believe in him is if A, he was an angel, or B, he was eternal. While you've acknowledged other prophets before him who were humans like him. So now you're having double standards. If you approved of Ibrahim, then you need to approve of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And since you approve of him, then they basically contradicted themselves and they dug their own holes. فلو قدر انتقالهم هذا إلى إنكار نبوة البشر رأسا وأنه لا يكون نبي إلا إن لم يكن ملكا مخلدا لا يأكل الطعام فقد أجاب الله عن هذه الشبهة بقوله. And if we assume that they move from this doubt to the doubt of rejecting the prophethood being a human altogether, and that he cannot be, أنه لا يكون نبي, and he cannot be a prophet إن لم يكن, unless he is an eternal angel who does not eat food, Allah Azza wa Jal answered this doubt as well. بقوله, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. They say, why does an angel not get sent down upon him? ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون. الله عز وجل says that have we sent down an angel, then the matter would have been concluded, and then they would be given no time to no respite. ولو جعلناه ملكا نجعلناه رجلا وللبسنا عليهم ما يلبسون. And if we had made him an angel, then we would have made him a man, and then we would have the same kind of issue cover them. The same matter will be there. Meaning, if you're humans, you're going to have humans sent upon you. And that's how Allah Azza wa Jal made it. Humans are sent to humans. He doesn't send angels to speak directly to humans. وَأَنَّ الْبَشَرَ لَا طَاقَةَ لَهُمْ بِتَلَقِّي الْوَحِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Humans have no capacity. The humans do not have the capacity to receive revelation straight from the angels. قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا. Allah says, say, if there were angels walking upon earth with tranquility, then we would have sent down upon them from the sky a messenger who is also an angel. فإن حصل معكم شك وعدم علم بحالة الرسل المتقدمين فاسألوا أهل الذكر من الكتب السالفة. So if you have a doubt about the affair and the condition of the previous messengers, then ask the people of remembrance of those older scriptures. كأهل التوراة والإنجيل, like the people of the Torah and the Gospel. يخبرونكم بما عندهم من العلم. They will tell you what they have of knowledge. وأنهم كلهم بشر من جنس المرسل إليهم. And all of those previous prophets and messengers were humans as well. Of course, mine is the Christians who are going to claim that Jesus is the Son of God. But in regards to the other biblical prophets and messengers, they admit that they were humans. They were not angels. Even Jesus, they don't consider him to be angels. They say that he is a human God. وهذه الآية وإن كان سببها خاصا بالسؤال عن حالة الرسل المتقدمين من أهل الذكر وهم أهل العلم. And this ayah, even though the reason behind its revelation is specific, in regards to asking the people of knowledge, the people of dhikr, the people of knowledge regarding the previous messengers, فَإِنَّهَا عَامَّةٌ فِي كُلِّ مَسْأَلَةٍ مِنْ مَسَائِلِ الدِّينِ أُصُولِهِ وَفُرُوعِهِ. It's actually general and it encompasses every matter from the matters of the religion, the main aspects of the religion and the branches, the fundamentals of the religion and the branches. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ عِنْدَ الْإِنسَانِ عِلْمٌ منها أن يسأل من يعلمها. If you don't have knowledge about a matter of the deen, then you're required to ask the person who knows about it. ففيه الأمر بالتعلم والسؤال لأهل العلم. In this ayah, there is a command to learn Islam, to acquire knowledge, and to ask the people of knowledge. ولم يؤمر بسؤالهم إلا لأنه يجب عليهم التعليم والإجابة عما عملوه. And he did not command that they should be asked, except because it's obligatory on them to teach and to answer what they have been acting upon. Or amma alimuh, should be not amilu. They answer that which they have knowledge about, which is the obligation of not holding back on knowledge and keeping it to oneself. You have to disseminate the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. And so basically, this is an evidence that you need to ask the people of knowledge. Don't just go read an ayah from the Quran, hadith, and come up with your own interpretation of Islam, because that's what people do all the time. You have to refer to the people of specialty. أهل التخصص, the people that are specialized in this field, just like you do in everything else. You don't go ask a doctor, a dentist, about what you should do at the gym. And you don't go ask the coach at the gym about what you should do with your teeth. Nah? I mean, it's common sense. You refer to the people of expertise in that field. When it comes to the matter of knowledge, mashallah, every Muslim is a person of expertise. Just go on Facebook and read the posts and the comments on the posts. Everybody is an expert in the field of Islam. Allah, I think, no, I think, but I think, what do you think? Let's see what they think. What y'all think? Oh, y'all think, we all think, they think. Y'all don't think at all, because thinking here is not really your business. Islam is not what you think, Habibi. Islam is قال الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and the scholars have said in understanding what Allah and His Messenger said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, end of story. So you, just like in any other field Only people of expertise have to be referred to so they can disseminate and educate the people accordingly. The more important is the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah is more important than science and then, you know, dentistry and physical fitness. Those are nothing. But the deen of Allah is a representation of what Allah said and what the Messenger said. So my brothers and sisters, please, please be careful of inserting your personal subjective opinions into the matter of the deen, wherein you wind up issuing a fatwa. For the most part, when you answer a question or when you give an input, you're actually issuing a form of fatwa. So either you qualify to do so, may Allah bless you, or you're not qualified, so you need to hold back. It is better for you to remain silent than meet Allah Azza wa Jal on Yawm Al-Qiyamah falling under the ayah, وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Among the things that Allah Azza wa Jal made haram, in the beginning of the ayah, say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّي. Say, verily, my Lord has made forbidden, the following. And then the last of these things that Allah listed in this ayah, الْفَوَاحِشُ وَإِلَىٰ أَخْرِي, وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you should say about Allah that which you don't know. So please, please have mercy on yourselves and don't say anything. السَّلَامَةُ لَا يَعْدِلُهَا شَيْءٍ. Safety is not equated with anything. وَالسُّكُوتُ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. And being quiet is gold. Being quiet is gold. And just because you're typing it, it doesn't mean it doesn't count. Just because you're typing it doesn't mean, you say, well, brother, I didn't speak. I only typed a comment. It's the same thing. You've converted your speech into letters on a keyboard. So you're back to square one. Be careful. Be careful. It's a dangerous world out there. Don't say, I didn't tell you. وفي تخصيص السؤال بأهل الذكر والعلم نهي عن سؤال المعروف بالجهل وعدم العلم. الله أكبر. And in specifying the question to the people of remembrance and knowledge is directly forbidding you from asking the person who's known for his ignorance and lack of knowledge. So some people, go to this Mufti Abu Layth. يعني this person is not a jahil, he's jahil murakkab. يعني he has compound ignorance, layers upon layers. And you want to play with your religion and go ask someone like this? Or you ask, Nu'man Ali Khan, and he tells you, no, I'm not qualified in the matters of fiqh. And then he gives you 15 answers in the matters of fiqh. And he gives you interpretation of what the hijab is. And he gives you interpretation of how to enter the masjid and women go into the masjid and gives you fabricated narrations and goes on and rants for a long time. And he tells you, no, brother, please don't ask me about these. I'm not really qualified. So if you're not qualified, then spare us. For example, so we gotta know who to ask. You have to know who to ask. You may not ask an ignorant person, including me. If some of you right now listening, you believe that I'm not fit or not qualified, you shouldn't be. Honestly, you should be sincere to yourself. If you think that you have access to more knowledgeable people than me, wallahi, I would be very happy. What matters to me is that you learn this religion from the reliable source. So it's not about really trying to get people. It's about you learning Islam. If you think there are people that are more qualified, wallahi, by all means, go ask them. And when people ask me something, I say, I don't know. I send them to someone else if there's someone else to be asked. So be careful. وَنَهِي أَن يُتَصَدَّ لِذَلِكَ. You should be also preventing from a person putting himself forward for that. وَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ النِّسَاءَ لَيْسَ مِنْهُنَّ نَبِيًّا. And in this ayah is an evidence that there isn't a female prophet. لَا مَرْيَمْ وَلَا غَيْرُهَا. Not Maryam. And no one else. لقوله إلا رجالا. We have only sent before you men. ما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم. So no women, female, no female messenger or prophet has ever existed. Maryam is a virtuous, noble woman. رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. However, she was never at the level of prophethood. She was never declared to be a prophet because Allah says He's only sent رجال. رجال. So that's just a point of benefit. طيب, next يا مصعب.
لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون.
Where was I? وثم ولق ايوه sorry we have certainly sent down to you a book in which is your mention then will you not reason what's going on wait did he translate we did these ayat yeah we did subhanallah طيب اي ولقد انزلنا اليكم ايها المرسل مرسل اليهم محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب meaning those whom Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of bin Muttalib, have been sent to Kitaban, meaning Jalilan wa Qur'ana Mubinan, a noble, glorious, clear Qur'an. Fihi dhikrukum, ay sharafukum, wa fakhrukum, wa artifa'ukum. In it is your honor and your dignity and your loftiness. In tadhakartum bihi ma fihi min al-akhbar al-sadiqa, fa'taqattumuha. If you were to remember what it contains of the truthful information, so you believe in it. وامتثلتم ما فيه من الأوامر and if you were to fulfill what it has of commands واجتنبتم ما فيه من النواهي and if you were to avoid what it has of prohibitions ارتفع قدركم وعظم أمركم then your status will be lofty and your affair will be great أفلا تعقلون do you not reason ما ينفعكم وما يضركم do you not understand and rationalize that which benefits you and that which harms you كيف لا تعلمون على ما فيه ذكركم وشرفكم في الدنيا والآخرة How is it that you don't know that which has your honor and your dignity and your mention in this life and in the life to come فلو كان لكم عقل had you had any brain لسلكتم هذا السبيل You would have gone on that path فلما لم تسلكوه وسلكتم غيره من الطرق التي فيها ضعتكم وخستكم في الدنيا والآخرة وشقاوتكم فيها علم أنه ليس لكم معقول صحيح ولا رأي رجيح. But when you have left that, when you have not traveled on that path, and you took another path in which was your loss and your your lowliness in this dunya and the akhirah and your wretched state in both of them, then we understand that you don't have proper intellect, nor do you have a decent opinion regarding anything. وهذه الآية مصداقها ما وقع and this ayah is approved by what actually happened فإن المؤمنين بالرسول والذين تذكروا بالقرآن من الصحابة فمن بعدهم listen to this now listen to this the believers in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and those who actually were remembered and learned and studied and took reminders from the Quran from among the Sahaba and those who followed them حصل لهم من الرفعة والعلو الباهر والصيت العظيم والشرف على الملوك ما هو أمر معلوم لكل أحد. They received honor and amazing loftiness and great reputation, even greater than the kings, what is known to everybody. Look at us now. Look at us now. How do you feel about Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه? How do you feel about Aisha? How do you feel about Umar? How do you feel about Ibn Mas'ud, how do you feel about Ibn Umar? How do you feel about Abu Huraira? How do you feel about Abu Dharr? How do you feel about Bilal? How do you feel about all the Sahaba? Musa, Ibn al-Ash'ari, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. How do you feel about all those? Subhanallah, look at their names. Their names are lights and that illuminate until Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Sahaba, because they believed in the Quran, look how Allah Azza wa Jal raised their status. Go on the flip side. If somebody wants to curse you or they want to curse a disbeliever, say Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. It's like a curse word. Those people are humiliated and belittled and defamed until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And anyone who didn't believe Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they're nothing. They are nothing and they have gained nothing. كَمَا أَنَّهُ مَعْلُومٌ مَا حَصَلِ لِمَنْ يَرْفَعَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنَ رَأْسًا As it is known, لِمَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنَ As it is known for anyone who did not give this Quran its due attention. وَلَمْ يَهْتَدِ بِهِ And he wasn't guided with it. وَيَتَزَكَّى بِهِ مِنَ الْمَقْتِ وَالضَّعَةِ وَالتَّدْسِيَةِ وَالشَّقَاوَةِ فَلَا سَبِيلَ إِلَى سَعَادَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا بِتَذَكُّرِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ So all these people, they have hatred and belittlement and being wretched, what everybody knows, and they have no way to access happiness in this dunya and akhirah unless they have taken a reminder from this book, from this Quran. So you too, my brother and sister, if you want your share of that good mention and of that good reputation, not for the sake of the people, but with Allah, a reputation among the angels and among the mala al-a'la, then this Quran and this deen is your way to receive that. The more you turn away from them, then the less that you will have, and the more you will resemble the corrupt and the evildoer and the criminals, the evildoers and the criminals. So with this, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude this first session on Surah Al-Anbiya. We've completed, alhamdulillah, 10 ayat. Bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, if we all remain alive and healthy, tomorrow we will resume in ayah number 11. Until then, let's see what our brothers and sisters are fighting on in the chat box again. Y'all be fighting all the time. Aina su'alu? Alhamdulillah, no questions? Maryam? Ustaz, lately I've been living a junk life. Inshallah. I have been sleeping all day in the basement and I have been eating junk food and I'm very lazy to the point where I have trouble going upstairs. Advice? Yani, wallah al-azim, and I don't understand when I see these questions. Yani, what do you want me to advise you? Am I supposed to be nice to you? What am I supposed to tell you? Yani, you already know the problem. Yani, if you see someone is basically telling you, look, there's a pit of fire in front of me. Brother, I'm walking right there and I'm about to fall in the fire. Any advice to me? Yani, what would you like me to do? Take it easy, brother. Slow down, habibi. Akhi, stop. Yani, my advice to you is, why are you playing games with yourself and why are you letting the shaitan play games with you? What kind of human behavior is this? Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example to be followed. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Messenger of Allah the best example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, for the one who really hopes to meet Allah. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ, and the last day. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, he remembers Allah abundantly. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a man in the full respect, in the full meaning of the word. He was a man. Not some person who can't even get upstairs and can't move and eating junk all day. Yani, do you want to attain Allah's anger? Do you want Allah's wrath to befall upon you? Do you want to be destroyed in the dunya and the akhirah? Come on, bro. You got to make some decisions, man. Okay, we all go through some rough times, but come on, man. Give me a break. Stop eating junk food and stop sleeping all day. Get up and do something, bro. Get up and work out. Get up and benefit the people. Benefit yourself. Get your act together, ya Sheikh. Allahu musta'an. Next. Does your entire family speak Arabic? Any reason in particular why your kids are homeschooled? I'd like to make hijrah to Saudi Arabia someday, but I don't know if we'd cope with speaking just English. Wallahi, enta sister, I believe it's a sister, Salia. You must have missed a lot of my previous work. I recommend you go to my channel. On our channel here, we do have a few episodes about homeschooling. Can we please make this baby, please, please? We have a few videos on homeschooling, and I've answered all these questions extensively. My entire family speaks Arabic, yes and no. They all have the basics, alhamdulillah, yes, but they're not all, Arabic is not their mother language. Their mother language is English, by the way, just for the record, because I am at work and my wife is not an Arab. So that's number one. Why are they homeschooled? Because I worked in the educational field and I saw that the educational field was nothing but a business where children learn how to be corrupt. Where children are corrupted, they learn bad manners, they you know, astaghfirullah, a lot of them get molested, and they get distorted and messed up in the brain, and they over-socialize, and you waste your money, and they come, you have some weird children at the end of the day. I would like to keep my children under my own control and make sure that I'm involved in what information they receive. So I homeschool my children because it's a sacrifice we make, but it's for the betterment of their education and for their protection from the evil societies that we live in. You don't need to speak Arabic for you to do hijrah over here. There's a huge community of foreigners and Westerners in the kingdom that don't speak Arabic either, and they're just fine. They're just fine. In fact, it's an opportunity for you to learn Arabic once you're here. So if you're able to make it, come on over. Come on over. Next. A sheikh told me that he collects money for Zakat al-Fitr and buys rice, dates, and etc. and distributes them in poor people. Is it a valid Zakat al-Fitr if I give him money? Yes. If you're, because this is considered delegation. You're basically doing a delegation. You're delegating someone to do on your behalf what you're not doing. If he was giving money to the people, we say this is invalid. If you were giving money to the poor people, we say it's invalid. But if you give them food or you give someone money to buy food and give it on your behalf, it's completely fine. Inshallah. Now. When seeking knowledge, is it obligatory to have a level of experts in a field? In your humble opinion, which field of deen should be explored in depth? When seeking knowledge, is it obligatory to have a level of expertise in a field? No, it's you need to learn. You have to start somewhere. And yes, of course, the most important knowledge is the knowledge of aqidah. Knowing Allah is more important than fiqh, is more important than ilm al-mawarith and ilm al-fara'id. It's more important than al-uqubat. It's more important than anything. Most important thing is to know Allah Azza wa Jal. Anything related to knowing Allah's names and attributes is the primary objective, inshallah. Next. Bro, I'm sane, but physically disabled, alhamdulillah. Is there any ayah or sunnah that people like me will enter Jannah? Or is it the mentally trailed that get the pass? Look, Habibi, I don't know of anything specific. Ya Adel, may Allah Azza wa Jal cure you and make you patient to deal with this, you know, the situation you're in. But we know we have very convincing general evidences that do give you glad tidings. Because we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, nothing afflicts the believer. No stress, no pain, no difficulty, not even the thorn that goes into your finger, not even the poke. That pokes you, that thorn that pokes you, except that Allah will make it as means for sins to be expiated. So obviously when you have a physical disability, you're dealing with a lot more stress than the average human being. You're unable to do so many different things, and that is a reason for you to be stressed out and to be worried. And so all of these, inshallah, are in your favor. All of these are in your favor. But I don't know of anything specific about that. Wallahu alam. Naam. Do the jinn follow the sharia the way we do, like they have jinn faqih and scholars also? No. The teachers of the jinn are the humans. You know, you give talks and they handle business. Nah. Ustad, I'm in holidays. Is it okay for me to sleep after Fajr till Dhuhr these 10 nights? Also, please give us practical advice for these 10 nights. Barakallah feek. Is it okay to sleep after Fajr till Dhuhr? Yeah, inshallah, there should be no problem. Because you're trying to stay up all night and engage in worship, you obviously need to sleep also so you can operate during the night. And it's the way of the Prophet ﷺ that when the last 10 nights will come around, he will stay up all night and he will exert himself and he will tighten his belt and he would wake up his family. And he would put a lot of effort into ibadah and the last 10 nights more so than the beginning of Ramadan and the middle of Ramadan. And if that requires that you sleep from Fajr until Dhuhr, so you're able to do so, you have no problem. Any practical advice for these 10 nights? That needs a lecture of its own. Maybe, inshallah, we'll have a talk about this soon. Now, what is the overall theme of the surah? Just joking. Is there any chance you could go through it and do the sort of class with Qasas al-Anbiya? As there are very few English translations of it. Wallahi, ya Robert, it's a lot on the plate, Habibi. I have the Aqidah class and people are asking for this tafsir to continue. And if we were to add Qasas al-Anbiya and some people want to go through Kitab al-Tawheed again, the sad reality is that I'm an employee. I'm a full-time employee with, mashallah, 3-4 kids. I don't know how many kids there are right now. But I have to deal with so many different things. I'm trying to juggle so many different things. If I were unemployed or if my whole life was dedicated to give da'wah, then yes, we would be able to constantly do these all the time. But that's not the situation. That is not the case. So I only do whatever time allows during my own personal time to do this. So please forgive me, brothers and sisters, if I'm unable to offer more services. But, you know, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. نعم. If you know something for sure to be bad, can we speak or should we keep silent? Can you please give me a more... First of all, some people are getting more than one question. I thought each person gets one question. Second of all, I don't understand the question. If you know something for sure to be bad, can you speak? What is it that is bad? What should you keep silent? I don't understand. معلش يا أنيس, I don't understand. I don't know if you're brother or sister, but I don't understand. كتاب التوحيد, I went through it on my in audio. You could find it on oneway2paradise.net. طيب, are rice, aubergine, egg, lentils, and pumpkin sunnah foods? And what other foods the Prophet ﷺ recommend to us to eat? No, I don't know of these being sunnah food per se. I don't know of these being a sunnah food per se. What the Prophet ﷺ recommend for us to eat? I don't know of anything particular besides, you know, the black seed and the honey. Black seed and honey. Naam. Next. Can I make dua after Taraweeh prayer? And is the Hanafi Asr prayer right? Because what if you pray Dhuhr at the time before the Hanafi Asr, but then you pray Dhuhr in the non-Hanafi Asr? Guys, you're making more noise in the background than in the, come on, guys. Ya Hamza, wallah, I don't understand, Habibi. If you want, just close the door so I can focus, please. I don't understand what you're saying. Years ago, someone said we should recite Ya Razzaq 10,000 times and fast for 3 days to get a job. We don't follow that anymore, but is there any authentic dua or something to recite to get a job? No, the best dua is the one that you make from your heart. You know, ask Allah to give you, you know, rizqan halalan, a lawful sustenance. Allahumma aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. There's this general dua. Oh Allah, enrich me with your virtue from having to need other people. Naam. If we have enough money to purchase the new permanent residency visa Saudi is offering to move the kingdom with our family, should we do it for Hijrah? I mean, if you have the money, mashallah, tabarakallah, knock yourself out. If you are rich like this and you're rolling, baby, come on over. A hadith, I think, week Tabir, where two people from Kisra approached the Prophet ﷺ, he turned away, they grew their mustache, shaved their beards. Is there nuance to this or is it weak? Faqat. It's not weak. This is an authentic tradition. I've discussed this particular hadith in my lecture, Let It Grow with a Natural Flow. This is not a weak narration. It's an authentic narration. How do you attain a good Islamic mindset? By subscribing to One Way to Paradise and sharing these talks with other people. Salam, can you translate between men coming to ask for your hand in marriage when your parents do not speak same language? What? Can you translate between men coming to ask for your hand in marriage when your parents do not speak same language? Meaning they're coming to ask for you and you're going to be the translator? Yeah, if your father is there, yeah, sure. If your father is there, go ahead. Is it halal to work in a Samsung company, especially since you're literally selling fitna? Won't you be responsible for whoever uses it in a bad way? Again, it's a genuine question. Wallahi, if this was a genuine question, then you would have worded it more respectfully. And you would have asked more appropriately. But unfortunately, that's a very sad approach to asking me a question. But inshallah, I will be patient for the sake of Allah and not lash out on you for this ridiculousness in your question. Yes, it is halal to work for Samsung. And I am not selling fitna, Habibi. I'm selling a phone. Just like you can sell a knife. And then the knife can be used to chop apples. Or a knife could be used to stab people to death. And if you sell apples or you sell knives, you're not responsible for what the people do with it. Those same phones are the ones that people use right now to navigate, to get their destination, to go to the masjid. And they use them to listen to Quran. And they use them to listen to lectures. And they use them to keep their kinship ties. And they use them to read so many different things. Those same gadgets can be used for halal or haram. So any person of knowledge will easily answer you that you're not responsible for what the people do with the thing afterwards, because I'm not selling, I'm just training them on these devices. Those devices are neutral in their nature. It depends on how the people use them. That's why it is not nice of you to say, I'm selling fitna. Actually, you're asking fitna. And no, I'm not responsible for those who use it in a bad way. But anyways, man, Allah musta'an. Heartbreaking situation. Who should I keep ties of kinship with? Should I keep ties with my female cousins? Yeah, you should keep ties with them, but it doesn't mean that you go chat with your female cousin. That's not the type of kinship tie you keep by sending her a WhatsApp. Salam, how are you? Allah, I miss you. Long time no see. No. That means when you visit the family and, you know, she's among the people there, you give the salam and then you mind your business and you keep moving. Oh, guys, come on. Next. One of the imam is inviting Muslims who have recently lost a loved one for a special dua on their behalf on Sunday at a cemetery. Is it allowed to join? No, it's not allowed to join. That's a bid'ah. That is a bid'ah. That is an innovation. Everybody can make dua for that person from where they are. You don't have to go anywhere and have anything special and go to their grave and cemetery. This is all nonsense. This is Christian behavior, not Muslim behavior. Open the door, close the door. Open the door, close the door. Huge apologies, Dad. I was in a rush to Quran class, so I couldn't word it. So I quickly passed it. No problem, Mr. Cuban brothers. غفر الله لنا ولك يا شيخ. يلا روح. Go to your Quran class. May Allah grant you benefit from it. Is it permissible for me to help my mom carry groceries if I know that there's a mix of halal and haram products in the bag? Ouch. I don't know. That's a good question, wallah. Is it halal for me to watch Turkish series Gumus, which was dubbed into Arabic as Noor and Muhammad with Fikri Belk and Sharif Kanu? What the heck is this? I cry every time I watch it because of how emotional it is. No, it's not permissible for you to watch it's not permissible for you to watch these Turkish series because it's similar to Arturo, which we've already answered in a previous Q&A session. You cannot watch these soap operas because they contain music, they contain women that are not dressed, and they contain a lot of bid'ah and Sufism and all types of false beliefs. I don't need the door to be open, guys. You can close the door. Okay. What is the Islamic point of view on females being hired as a security guard in haram? And how to justify to non-Muslims about free mixing, which happens in haram during Umrah? First of all, the Islamic viewpoint on females being hired in the haram has to do with the dynamics of why they are being there. Why are they being there? As far as I understood, as far as I know, they are for the female section. So it is appropriate for females to be dealing with females and males to be dealing with males. If this is the case, then we have no problem. Second of all, in regards to the free mixing that happens in the haram, it is not free mixing. It is an unavoidable situation because of the ignorance of Muslims. The people in charge actually do have segregated areas and they do separate men from women. The only time that they're together is when they're, you know, a husband is with his wife and he needs to look after her. The actual guards over there, I don't know if you've been to the haram, they actually have, they try to separate people and keep the women in one place and the men in one place. So there is a segregation. There is a segregation. But the Muslims themselves who have learned in their countries before they visited Mecca and Medina, they've learned not to follow any segregation. They go over there and they mix on their own. So that is a problem of Muslims misapplying Islam, not a problem with Islam or the haram itself. Now, يا حمزة عبد أقسم بالله العظيم فصلت مخي. What do you think of? Okay, Umrayan. I answered this. Please, and if any question that was asked in a previous day, and I answered it in a previous day, I invite you to listen to the beginning of the tafsir until today. You will find in one of these Q&A sessions an answer to Mufti Muhammad ibn Munir. I cannot repeat myself every single night. يا حمزة حبيبي, you've been asking for 15 times about عصر حنفي, عصر حنفي, عصر حنفي. والله this is spamming يا أخي. Please, معلش أخي, give us some chance. الله يرضى عليك. Next. How can I give da'wah to Hindu parents who think that there are multiple ways of salvation? As of now, I'm trying to help them understand one God concept. By telling them that there couldn't possibly be multiple ways of salvation if there's only one God. Because if there's only one God, then the only way there will be multiple ways of salvation is if that one God gave you multiple ways of salvation. But once we identify God, we will identify that he has only one way of salvation, and that is the way of Islam. So you have to use that kind of logic with him and that reasoning. I saw a video of one of the old lectures where you said from the Salafi, Su'al Hadith, all of them khalli walli. Why would you say that? Because I was talking about the people that have turned the way of the Salaf into a sect. The people that call themselves Salafi and are obsessed with the term Salafi, and that's all that they identify with, and they make it obligatory on you to call yourself Salafi. So much so that they have become sects themselves, just like Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah criticized them for turning Salafiyyah into a sect. And Ahlul Hadith the same way. All of those people, forget about them. Anyone who wants to turn this Islam into Ahzab and Hizb, leave them alone. Allah criticized. Do not be like those. تفرقوا كل حزب بما لديهم فريح. Every sect is in rejoicing what they have. Do not be like the disbelievers who have divided into sects and denominations. You're not supposed to. So we definitely follow the way of the Salaf, but we're not a sect. We're not a sect or denomination of Islam. Now, can someone name a girl Ayat? I don't know. Allahu A'lam. Is it okay to pray witr behind a Hanafi imam who prays witr like Maghrib? You should avoid it, because Prophet ﷺ strictly prohibited that witr should not be prayed like Maghrib. Naam. Ustad, you should be thankful that you have hair. I heard you say that you wish you were bald, but be grateful, because some people have hair and they wish they had hair. Okay, brother. I'm thankful now that I have hair. Jazakallah khair. When is the last anas of Ramadan starting? I'll tell you in a second, baby. Buddy. Tonight is the night of the 19th. Tomorrow night, inshallah. In Saudi, in your country, it depends on the moon sighting in your country. It depends on the moon sighting in your country. So it begins at the night of the 20th. Yani at the Maghrib of the night of the 20th, because the night precedes the day in Islam. How do you deal with Salafis who attack other Salafi du'at and say that they are the only ones upon the truth and make Instagram accounts without revealing their names or showing their faces? By ignoring them. Leave them alone. I've already done the refutation on your behalf. I've spoken about them, and I've criticized them, and I've advised them, and I've tried to rectify our differences with them. Everything has been done on your behalf. You just chillax. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, today is the 19th of Ramadan. The day of the 19th. Today is the day of the 19th, or it's already past midnight. Yeah, so tonight here is the light of the 20th. You're right. Zakallah khair, ya amatullah. Yes, you're right. I thought it was already past midnight. I'm sorry, I'm used to doing this class very late. Next. Salaam alaikum wa alaikum salam. We keep chickens in our garden. Send us some. We keep the females and give away the males for rehoming. Is it allowed to sell the male birds, roosters, or not? I don't know. As far as I know, I don't know. It's not like cats and dogs. This is a different subject. It's like having sheep and goats, which you obviously buy and sell. What is not allowed is for the pets. You're not allowed to sell and buy pets, but animals that are used for farms and for, yeah, it falls under the allowed. Wallahu alam. Ya Hamza, you should pray the Asr according to the Shafi'i madhab, not according to the Hanafi madhab. Okay? The Hanafi, don't follow the Hanafi calculation of Asr Salah. Jazakallah khair. What do you think of my future plan, inshallah? Finish uni, find job, seek knowledge, know my deen, get married, learn Japanese, go to Japan, give da'wah in Japanese. Ya Sheikh, Japanese. Wallahi, he sounds like a plan. Yeah, Captain, if you're able to do it, knock yourself out. How do Japanese sound? Sounds Japanese to me. I work with Koreans, so I'm Japanese and Koreans are a little bit similar. That's maybe Chinese too. Yalla, enough. Yalla, last question, then we're going to call it a wrap. Allah musta'an. Are ripped jeans halal? If they're ripped at the bottom, if they're ripped below the knee, then no problemo. If they're ripped above the knee where they're showing your awra or part of the body that must be covered, then it is haram. Then it is haram. Respect Japanese language. Ahmed, and you should respect our chat. That's why I'm going to block you, Habibi. Goodbye. It was nice knowing you. Nice seeing you. Inshallah, every day you come, we will block you, Habibi. Until you create 15 accounts, we're going to spot you and we're going to send you to Chiki Piki Tantaratu Tan Tan Tan. Sheesh. Yalla, shukran. Hey, I know. What a relief, huh? What a relief. Yalla. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.